has is developing a really innovative way of trying to fight cancer. He's Professor of Hematology at NUI Galway. He's been a director of Blood Cancer Network Ireland, but he's the founder of Oncommune, which is doing what, Michael?
So Oncommune was set up to try and develop a new form of cancer therapy based on the use of an immune cell that we call natural killer cells. So ONC is sort of short for oncology, and immune, well, immune sort of says it all. So that was where the name came from.
Okay, now, Michael Dwyer, I think when we think of treating cancer, we think of chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and surgery. But is there a move to go beyond that for different new treatments for cancer?
Exactly. So traditionally, those have been thought of as the three pillars of cancer care. But recently, there has been recognition that the immune system can actually play a very important role in treating cancer. And in fact, just in the last year, this was recognized by the award of the Nobel Prize for Medicine to two pioneers in this area who showed that by giving specific treatment to cancer patients, you could unlock the power of their own immune system. And this has led to some really, really spectacular responses in cancer.
Because I suppose those of us who don't know much about cancer and pick up things as you go along sort of suspected that the immune system was almost deficient when it was trying to deal with cancer. That one of the reasons that cancer spreads is that the immune system was unable to actually combat that. And then you also hear people saying that at times chemotherapy and radiotherapy further damages the immune system. How much of that is true?
Well, I think you really hit the nail on the head that for cancer to develop in the first place, it needs to bypass and evade the immune system. And it can do this in various different ways. But, you know, if you take immune cells out of a patient with cancer, they're not very effective or as effective as they should be compared to normal immune cells in targeting the cancer. So the new drugs that have been developed basically sort of re-energize the patient's own immune cells. And that's what we call checkpoint inhibitors, and these are drugs that the public may be familiar with, such as Pembro in the recent cervical cancer.
Vicky Phelan is getting used for her treatment.
Exactly. But what we're looking at is a different approach. So this is an approach where you take a patient's own immune cells, and this has already been done quite successfully, taking a form of immune cells called T cells, and you genetically engineer these cells to effectively unblind them to the cancer, so they can now see the cancer quite effectively and target the cancer. The problem with this approach...
Sorry, do you have to take these T cells out of somebody? Do you have to draw them out of somebody?
Exactly. So this is part of the problem. While when this has been done using a patient's own T cells, so-called CAR T cells, this has led to truly dramatic responses, curing patients with acute leukemia that were no longer responsive to other treatments. But it's incredibly complicated. There are side effects associated with it.
Why is it so complicated, and what sort of side effects?
Well, it's complicated because you need to, first of all, find enough healthy immune cells in that patient. You then need to remove them. You need to genetically engineer them and grow them up in the laboratory. And this can take up to 4 weeks.
So, and then in the absence of those cells from the body during that 4 weeks, what happens to the person?
Well, the person is waiting for this product to be made available to them. And in that intervening time, unfortunately, some patients will progress. So with that approach, approximately a third of patients for whom this treatment is indicated don't end up receiving it. So what we're interested in developing an alternative approach that would be more of an off-the-shelf approach to the treatment of cancer. So you basically have immune cells that are engineered to recognize the cancer, but that have been, if you like, pre-made in batches that can be sitting on the shelf in the hospital laboratory waiting to be given to the patient.
So human cells, effectively?
Yes.
That can be given to anybody?
Yes. So the thing about T-cells, if you give a T-cells from a donor to a patient, and we know this from the history of bone marrow transplantation, that if you give a new immune system to a patient, the T-cells can attack the host and causing a very serious complication.
Is that like a rejection of
these
foreign bodies?
Exactly. This is called graft versus host disease. This can be potentially life-threatening. So you can't just give T-cells from anybody to another patient. But you can do this, you can get away with this with these other immune cells called natural killer cells. So by taking natural killer cells, and we can use as a source for these natural killer cells umbilical cord units that are taken from, you know, pregnant women at delivery, we can extract enough natural killer cells from these cord units, genetically engineer them to fight the cancer in various different ways, freeze those cells, have them sitting on a shelf, waiting then to treat the patient when the patient needs it, and without the side effects, I might add, that have been seen with T-cell treatments.
How expensive is all that to do?
For the CAR T-cell approach, which I would say there are two products now approved in Europe for treatment of leukemia and lymphoma with CAR T-cells, and roughly the cost of these is in the order of about of €500,000. And that's just
for a treatment?
For the treatment, for a single treatment. And that's just the cost of the treatment.
So that's the likelihood of it working?
The likelihood of it working then in acute leukemia is much, much higher. When you go into lymphoma, it drops maybe to maybe about 50%. And we have not seen outside of those diseases that these responses are really durable.
I suppose so. You have to start somewhere, and if it does work in time, the costs will drop quite dramatically.
Exactly. So what we're hoping is by employing an approach that can be batch manufactured, that you can produce very large numbers of cells at a much lower cost and in advance, that this will bring down the cost of this treatment and make it more widely applicable.
How did this idea develop?
Well, a number of years ago, when I've had a keen interest in bench-to-bedside research, I am a hematologist, so I have a particular interest in blood cancers, and I've had an interest in various therapeutic developments over the years. And when I saw several years ago that this is the way cancer treatment was going, I thought that, well, how can we get involved in this in Ireland? And one of the unique things that we have in Galway is a cell manufacturing facility that in fact has a license for manufacturing cellular products for patients. And this is something that's unique on the island of Ireland, and one of only several in Europe that is able to get involved in this type of activity. So I was keen to leverage that. This had been set up by my colleague, Professor Tim O'Brien in Galway. And then when I saw the opportunity to work in this area, I thought, well, you know, maybe we should just set up a company around this, because getting funding is very, very challenging.
Yeah, how much do you have to be able to do your research to get into production of these cells?
Oh, you need to actually bring a product like this, into clinical trials, to actually do a clinical trial, get all the way through, it probably takes about €30 million to do that. Now, we don't have that kind of money to begin with, but we're making a start on developing the products where they'll be in a position to go into trials, and then the anticipation is that we'll be able to leverage a lot more money to actually bring this fully into the clinic.
And we should acknowledge that you are one of the recipients of money under what the government has put together, the Disruptive Technologies Innovation Fund, which is committing about €75 million to 27 different innovative projects between now and 2021. Life sciences, medical devices, ICT, manufacturing, food, lots of different things. So you've got quite a bit of money out of them, haven't you, to try and support you?
Indeed. So we put together a consortium. So the company, along with the university in Galway, NUI Galway, who has this unique facility, and also Janssen Pharmaceuticals, who have a very large manufacturing plant in Cork. So I think probably people in Ireland do realise that pharmaceutical companies play a very important part in our economy. But maybe what isn't recognised so much is that in terms of manufacture of biopharmaceuticals, we're one of the biggest producers of these in the world. And Janssen have the largest biopharmaceutical manufacturing plant in their Janssen Group in Europe, based in Cork. So they bring to this project vast experience in, you know, large-scale manufacturing.
And final point I want to pick up with you on, Michael O'Dwyer, how long is this all going to take?
This particular project will kick off very soon. So it's anticipated that it'll be up and running by the 1st of April. It has a 3-year time scale. And over the course of the 3 years, we plan to investigate many innovative ways of developing products that can be used for different cancers, to find the best way of manufacturing these products. And by the end of the program, we expect to have at least one of these products ready to go into
the What's the chance of success? I mean, there's no guarantee, is there, that any of these will work?
There's absolutely no guarantee of success that a particular product that we produce will be ultimately successful in the clinic. But I think what this also does, which I think is very important, is it gives us an opportunity to leverage this funding in other ways, so that my academic colleagues, for example, can take advantage of this opportunity that we have the infrastructure now to do this type of activity, and we can bring similar products to patients in Ireland, maybe not as ambitious, but using more proven technology that can be of great benefit to patients.
It's fascinating stuff. Wish you very much the best with it. Professor Michael O'Dwyer, founder of Oncommune, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Matt.
Your last word on this to 087-4100-102. We'll be back with more after this.
The last word with Matt Cooper on today.